The Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies has been working with IBM to model disease systems. It's the first such collaboration for both, to identify primate species with the potential to spread the Zika virus in the Americas. And it's the partnership's first published study. Barbara Hahn is a disease ecologist at the Millbrook-based Cary Institute and lead author of a study based on a disease forecasting model, in this case for Zika, one of the largest outbreaks in the Americas in modern times. Hahn says primates can serve as disease reservoirs of spillover infection in regions where mosquitoes feed on both primates and people.
It's an algorithm that makes predictions on which species we should be prioritizing for surveillance.
The model produced a list that Hahn says was immediately circulated.
We sent it to people who we thought might be going down to Brazil, who I knew had recently gotten funded to go look for reservoirs of Zika virus in monkeys in Brazil. So we were sort of handing out this list to people as we were updating the models, as we were trying to maximize our prediction accuracy and all of those things. So it was really, you know, as soon as we had predictions in hand, we were trying to figure out who to give those predictions to.
To help fill in the data gaps, the team combined two statistical tools to assign primate species with a risk score, indicating their potential for Zika positivity.
We wanted to give practitioners in the field, people who are collecting data, trying to understand how Zika is going to behave in the future, a priority list. What species should you be concerned by? Where in Brazil and South America, Central America, and Africa should we be looking? Which monkeys should we be surveying in the field? I mean, where should we really be focusing our surveillance dollars? Was one big piece of the puzzle.
Alexandra Moisilovich is an IBM fellow in the Yorktown Heights, Westchester County location. She also is co-director of IBM's Science for Social Good program, where researchers worked with Hahn and her team.
If we can direct the development of new technologies and, you know, scientific research towards these kinds of problems, we all then kind of win big. And eventually we also become better scientists and researchers and human beings, and we also make our companies make better products.
Hahn says the Zika virus has unique requirements for what it needs in an animal host. And to determine which species could harbor Zika, scientists need to know what these traits are, what species have these traits, and which of these species can transmit the pathogen to humans. She says this is a lot of unknown information, and the kind of modeling with IBM can speed up the time from guessing to prevention to vaccination and so on. Plus, she says this kind of data is expensive to collect, and the collaboration with IBM ultimately helps reduce cost and time. IBM's Moisilovich explains.
By doing this research, we can actually point out where more data is needed or what kind of data is needed so that we can actually entice the research community to actually do better data collection or help them understand where they need to direct their research efforts. Then another interesting thing is that it also helps people who are planning disease response or public health policy experts or researchers understand novel ways that they can combat disease or proactively actually work on preventing new epidemics or new outbreaks.
She says this is the first project under IBM's Science for Social Good program.
It was such an inspirational problem. It really opened our eyes with respect to what can be done and what kind of problems we could and should pursue.
Hahn says disease forecasting can expand beyond Zika.
So I think the next step is really to not just do it for one-off diseases. You know, we could do it for Zika virus. We can do it for Ebola virus. We can do it for other viruses and other diseases. But I think that there needs to be a more global effort to try to, you know, take data that we already have in hand that describe what these animals are experiencing and how they're living in the wild, and what systems they're living in, and combining it with information that we have about diseases that we know are circulating in the wild and occasionally infect humans, and making systematic predictions that can then be validated in the field, that can then update the models, that can then be validated in the field. And so we can have this back and forth between field surveillance and modeling.
Hahn sees opportunity for more types of collaborations, applying IBM-type expertise to ecology.
Now, we've been doing these analyses with off-the-shelf methods that have been developed and around for years, and we've had some successes with those, but I think we could really up our game if we had more collaborations like this, partnering with people who are really interested in developing new, state-of-the-art, cutting-edge, better-performing methods connecting those people with ecologists that have really difficult but societally important problems that are hard to solve. Our data are messy, and they're always going to be sparse. They're never going to have tons of data just laying around. But I think the opportunities are golden, and we just need to have more of them.
The study is published in Epidemics. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.